The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Yes, you have the both of us here on the 23rd of February at 7:05 in the morning. And Linda's running outside right now. I thought we had
her. There she goes.
There she goes. Oh, hey, man. The news at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shatner. There goes Buford right behind her. The news at the top of the hour is brought to you by...
I gotta go, Carl. Bye.
There goes Alex.
Yeah.
Linda, Buford, and Alex all left. Oh, my God. Hey, right the news here. At the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Alex, who is, by the way, who is now moving into sales along with being producer, is you're just out there meeting all types of people.
I'm trying to work it as I can, you know.
You're meeting all types of people.
Alex, you're just, I love your can-do.
No, he's
always present. You know, I like...
This guy's
really,
got like six balls in the
yeah,
air.
He
he's
does.
Juggling right
he
now.
Does.
He's doing documentaries. He's putting... He's got a... I guess it's a comedy something going.
Oh, it's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I am working on stand-up, though. We'll see what happens.
Oh, I think you would be so good at that because you have that... Like, is it a joke or is it, you know, you're straight, you're the straight.
Who is it that does things like that?
Stephen Wright does a lot of our one-liners, you know.
Yeah, is he serious about that?
Anyway. No, are you, is that kind of like when you think about your forte, is it the one-liner? So, could you, like, everybody gets fashioned after
like,
somebody.
Like, Bob Newhart would routines that were really funny.
Very dry.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it's intelligent.
Is there a national day today? Because we've got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Right. You know, this Buford's is fun.
Buford's going to like this one. It's National Dog Biscuit Day.
Whoa.
Do we give him a biscuit? We give him, I'll tell you what, Trader Joe's, those little chicken things.
It's duck jerky.
No, they're chicken. The one from Trader Joe's is like
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's. Right. He gets one of those in the morning.
Yeah.
And then through the day, maybe... one or two of the duck jerky things. Maybe. Well, I think. I don't know. Maybe. I give him one or two. So if
he gets probably...
he probably gets you and Carl.
He probably gets four. Anyway.
We're very particular about what, you know, not to just do anything of like the dog bones out of the box. We don't do that. And it's really important.
Anything made in China.
The ingredients.
Anything made in China for a dog.
You're probably eating
plastic. You know,
plastic.
Speaking of which, I'm just going to do a little sidebar and allow me before I go into the weather. I like the everything but the bagel spice. Okay. And I looked at, and then I got another one that said the everything spice. And I don't know where I got it. Maybe got it at the grocery outlet or something. And so I looked at the back ingredients on that because, you know, of course it's got sesame seeds and sea salt. But at the end it said may contain soy.
May contain,
you know, or small percent, whatever it said. But I cannot do soy. And I didn't look at the ingredients. I just thought, oh, it tastes like everything but the bagel. So then I turn everything but the bagel over, and it does not have any indication whatsoever of soy. So this is really important to read your labels, and we do that with our dogs, or I do, or we do at least, so because we know we're not going to do certain ingredients. Therefore he's not itchy, he doesn't have allergies, and I'm one of those moms who – like, make sure I look at the poop, you know, because I pick the poop up, you know, to make sure that the consistency is right, because you can see what's going on. Okay, isn't that a great way to start the morning? But, you know, if you're a dog lover, if you're a mother, you understand how important that is. All right, 59, cloudy tonight, chance of rain today. If you're looking outside, yeah, it is wet. Rain tonight, with like it just talks about 100% chance of rain tonight, overnight lows of 49. I put my plants outside. I hope that's okay because I know it's not freezing, so they're out getting really good, big drinks of water. 57 again tomorrow with rain and then 50 overnight. Can you believe that? That's nice. Wednesday, slight chance of rain and partly sunny. Look at that. 20% chance of rain, a high of 64. And then overnight lows, partly cloudy, which means we clear up on Wednesday night with overnight lows of 44. 68 on Thursday, mostly sunny Thursday night, overnight lows of 47. And Friday, partly sunny, then chance of rain with our 69 degrees. Yeah, and we'll just keep it, we keep an eye out on that forecast. But it's beautiful right now. Put your plants outside. I think it's okay to do that where they can get that natural drink of water. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas and
Propane.
Followed
by 30-mile-an-hour wind gusts that blow them all the way across the
no,
yard.
No, we don't have any wind or advisory or anything.
Oh, good.
Like that. Which is nice. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Every time we do the weather, Shasta Gas Propane has sponsored the weather all these years. The Kinney family, three generations strong, a veteran-owned company. Always doing wonderful angel work in this town, stuff that you don't even know about. They are an amazing company, so integrity driven. They always give seniors and veterans discounts. They will make it work for you. They are local and we love it. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793 is the number to get a hold of them. And there's the forecast. Okay.
Now we got four minutes left before the break.
Okay.
We have friends. They're in Puerto Vallarta now, and they are stuck in the hotel. They are sheltering in place because the Mexican government took down one of the major drug lords and was killed in a gunfight, and then his number two guy was also killed in this gunfight, and they're reacting. His cartel is reacting by rioting and burning buses, trucks, tires, robbing people. And we have friends down, and a lot of you know who they are, but I'm not going to mention their names. But if I said, you'd go, oh, wow, they're safe. And last thing I heard on Facebook.
Well, I saw it on Facebook this morning.
Yeah, and but it's not only Puerto Vallarta, it's Acapulco and other places that are under this attack that's going on.
Yeah,
and so the American embassy has told everybody to shelter in place and don't go out in the streets.
Yeah. The last I saw was that cars are burning and we're trying to stay out of sight. Now, I know of some friends that I don't know if they were just recently down there. I think they were recently down there, and there were a couple staying here and a couple staying there. And our good friend decided, I just don't really want to go. Right, it had nothing to do with what was happening with riots and stuff like that. But there has been this underlying unrest that's been going on in some of these vicinities. In Mexico where we go and get, like we said, we go and get, where people go and vacation. So that is just scary, scary, scary. It could break out at any time. You know, you kind of are, is it called a third world country?
Mexico?
Yeah.
It could be. No, well,
there are places
in Mexico that you could say that. I mean, but the whole bottom line is the drug cartels that control a lot of the country. And what's happened is Trump's put pressure on them, on the Mexican government. And so they've started going after some of these, but this is what's going to result on it. I mean, it's called El Mencho. That's what they call him.
Well, but
he looks like he's 12.
When I say third world country, please forgive me if that sounds ignorant, but I, you know, Carl and I both we've traveled through third world countries, and there was a time you could drive over to Tijuana, like when I was a kid.
Anywhere.
Nothing.
You could drive.
Go to Tijuana, have a cocktail, parents.
Go to Ensenada.
Yeah,
Encinitas.
But I mean, when I talk about third world, you know that they walk around with guns, and unrest can happen at any time. I felt it in Manila. I've been to China when you came through, and it was like machine guns, Venezuela. I've been to those places before.
It doesn't necessarily equate with third world. Third world is, to me, is lack of basic human needs.
Okay, all right.
Like
so
water, food,
things
like... Mexico is a beautiful...
It is beautiful.
Beautiful country.
Right.
With wonderful
continuation
people.
Continuation of Southern California.
They have cartels. They have violence. Violence would put them into...
what's the category?
Well, that would put them into I don't know. It wouldn't be especially be third world.
Okay.
But they have violence and they have cartels running a lot of the country.
Okay.
And they have been. And I frankly sympathize with any president of Mexico that's trying to take them on because we're talking about some very, very powerful people.
And it runs deep.
It does run deep.
You know, if you ever seen
this guy Omencho, the U.S. Department of State offered a $15 million reward for information leading to his arrest or convictions.
Well, you know,
he was one of the bloodiest, most ruthless drug kingpins. You look at his, at least the photo they have of him here, he looks like he's like 15 or 16.
Well, if you ever want to watch watch Narcos, that's kind of an interesting thing about how, you know, you and your family and everybody attached to your family could be wiped out information. So you can understand the fear. And forgive me for being ignorant when I say it's like third world. So forgive me for the ignorance of that. I would like to know another terminology, and maybe our listeners would tell us what, you know, like it's based on fear, it's based on what? When you go there, you kind of don't know when that kind of thing can break out.
Well, that's true. And then with this case, it shows how much power this guy did. He had 5,000 members in this cartel, which spreads across the continent to every place except Antarctica. And his cartel is blamed for kidnappings, torture, murders, cannibalism, and the spread of fentanyl.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're going to take a quick break and come back because we're going to talk about some neat things right after that.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good day, sunshine. Good
day, welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. We're streaming live at kcnrradio.com.
Yes.
And you can hit our website and you can go to all of our shows, go to all of our advertisers, all of it at kcnrradio.com. Okay. The Olympics. Oh no. The Olympics. Now, the United States, and I hate to put it like this, but United States achieved more medals than it ever has in the Winter Olympics. And yesterday morning, I watched, and I'm not a big hockey aficionado. I've gone to a couple games, like my friend Ted Leidy, who just, you know, he lives and breathes it.
He must have been.
And I haven't even had a chance to talk to him. Maybe he's elevated. You know, he's up in the stretch.
Maybe come down.
The United States and Canada playing for the gold medal. Now, was Canada the better team? If you just look at the statistics, you would say yes. 42 shots on goal to 25 for the Americans. However, the game ended with the Americans winning in overtime, 3-on-3, and Jack Hughes, a young man who had already had his front teeth busted out earlier in the game, as they said, the chicklets were knocked out. He got hit with a stick, and it was inadvertent. The guy didn't try to, but it was inadvertent, and it knocked out his, I don't know, his front tooth, one of his lower teeth, and he kept playing in the game. Now, that right there tells you something about the toughness. And he ends up scoring the final goal, the gold goal, as they call it. And it was...
It was backwards. He was skiing one way and did it.
Yeah, but they do that.
He shot,
and he said, "I didn't know I'd made it," but it went right underneath.
Yeah.
The leg. Now, the hero of the game was the goalie for the United States, who had 42 shots, and he blocked every one except one. And but afterwards, it was a tearjerker afterwards for the following reasons. Jack Hughes, and he interviewed him, says, "I love this country, and I love my teammates. This is, you know, it's a hockey brotherhood, because all of these players are in the National Hockey League. They're all pros. They play on different teams." Mm-hmm. And on the American team, they had two sets of brothers, the Hughes brothers and then the Tkachuk brothers. That's as close as I can get to pronouncing it. But when Jack Hughes got on international TV, all he could talk about was how proud he was to be an American and what a great country this was.
Yeah.
And then those other two brothers, the Tkachuk brothers,
right,
they said this was for America. This was for our first responders. This is for the military that guard us. You know, I mean.
Oh, man.
I'm still starting to tear up again.
We sat there.
Do you have that?
I have the quote. He said, "This is all about our country right now. I love the USA. I love my teammates. It's unbelievable. The U.S. hockey are a brotherhood. I'm so proud to be an American today."
Yeah, and I tell you what, then afterwards,
with his teeth all knocked out, the front and the bottom, his lips are swollen, and he's just
one of the guys says,
"Oh my God,
look, he's already learned to talk with the teeth missing. I know what the chicklets missing."
It was okay.
Now there was another part.
A beautiful moment.
Yes. The team comes out to get their photos.
Yeah.
Okay, they got the team photo. And then they started moving around. There's a player named Gauthier who would have been on the team this year. He was very well respected. He played for, the Philadelphia Flyers.
Hmm.
He and his brother
were
bicycling before their sister's wedding, and somebody hit him and killed both of them. He had two young children, and two and one or something like that. His wife was there.
And brought the parents?
Had the two-year-old and the parents. And they had number 13, which was his jersey, in their locker room. And then they got the photo taken again. They brought out the number 13 jersey, went over and got the children. So here's the two babies. They knew what was going on. They were smiling.
Right.
They put them up in front on the players. Took those photos.
Yeah, and with the jersey, they really did a lot
to
honor his memory.
But bringing
with that jersey, yeah,
I could swear the little girl gave a little thumbs up.
Yeah, I mean it was just the best.
It was. And if you haven't seen it, go back and find it someplace show the feeling they had for this other player.
Yeah, and for their country.
And
then you see, it's kind of like when you watch the World Series, and you know all these guys have been playing, and then when they win, they jump up and down.
They're 12-year-olds.
And pile on each other like they're 12 years old, forget about who's got what, who did what, who, whatever. It's just a beautiful moment of going back to what all those years, and knowing that your family, it takes a team. We always have to remember, it takes a team. So a U.S. Olympian receives, I just looked this up, $37,500 for a gold medal from the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee.
Yeah.
And the bronze gets 22. But if you looked at the Canadian team.
The Canadian team was not happy.
It was like death.
Was not.
You know, they were getting a silver medal, but they were, nobody smiled. It would be like, you know, you're an Olympic, you still got a silver. But it was, you know, it's been 46 years, and we just watched.
The last one was Miracle on Ice.
We watched
in 1980.
And we watched the documentary of those guys coming together with that coach.
They hated that coach. He gave them a. Here's what they can unite against, together with. Hate your coach.
Yeah. Now Norway has gotten 18 golds, and the United States has gotten 12. Where Norway? You're talking about
gold medals.
And Norway is ahead of us, 41, but we are at 33 medals.
The most medals we've ever won in Olympics. Okay, now I'm switching again. We're going to go over the break.
Okay.
Last night, Cleveland Bonet, who is a consummate musician, piano player, you know, he and Linda have entertained before, put together a jazz orchestra.
The North State Jazz
Orchestra. And last night was their first go.
40 pieces plus
three singers.
Right.
And when at Sequoia Middle School, there were 300 plus in there, 300 people in there to listen to jazz, a big band jazz. Along with just your regular instruments that you would expect, he also had a string section of probably
ten
or 12 people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just wonderful.
Maybe six or seven saxes and piccolo. I mean, you're hearing he took a Gordon Goodwin, opened with a Gordon Goodwin, and I had the great pleasure of working with Gordon Goodwin back in the 80s. For a brief period, but he started with this really difficult, and that was
Hunting Wabbit, and I don't know how long
that piece was, but it just went all over the place. And I mean, they had when you think about the trombones and the trumpets,
everything worked.
Yes,
and I can just say this, and I'm going to embarrass her, but Linda came out and sang. What was the name of the song?
It was a
Rodgers and
Hart. And it was called It Never Entered My Mind. And or it is cold.
Have
it
you
never
ever, entered my have, I know you've entertained in Vegas and all that. Have you played in front of, have you sang in front of a band like this, though?
When I worked with Dean, we had a large orchestra. It was called the Celebrity Room Orchestra. And I was asking my girlfriend, was that a 40-piece? Because I know that there were strings, but I'm not sure. 24 would have been the number that comes to mind. But I think we had a very large orchestra when we did work Las Vegas. And that was the first time at 19 years old coming out and having this full orchestra at the, on yeah. the, at the Celebrity Room.
But this, like, one, but this one was
amazing.
The only thing I can say is a standing ovation at the end. Everybody was up because so many people appreciated it. And if you like music, you go, well, I don't know about jazz. If you like music.
You enjoyed it.
Oh, I did, totally.
And it was a program that went from 7 to 8:30.
There were like 8:15.
Okay, there was like 7. It was a perfect.
The only reason I said that is it started right at 7.
Yes.
And then it went nonstop to probably about 8:15.
It was beautifully done, and Kimberly Bonet, this and Cleveland, this has been a dream of his. And with the Shasta, let's not forget, the Shasta Arts Council.
Oh, yeah.
They were very instrumental.
They were the umbrella. They were the umbrella.
They were the umbrella. And to have 40, I mean, we're talking the top players that came from all over the North State. All over the North State.
And from Oregon.
People I hadn't met before that I got to meet. And that was just, there was a team that came together that was very interested. Because there was some real interesting dissonant notes. Two rehearsals, one performance.
Reading, it was the Reading gold medal moment.
Yes.
And yesterday. So the next one's going to be on, right now it looks like June 6th.
And I'm not sure where.
Well, we don't know yet because they're still, because they had 300 people in there, which pretty much, you could have probably put maybe another 100 in there.
Yeah.
And that way, but, you know, sitting next to each other and all that. But anyway.
It's a beautiful night and a beautiful moment. I feel blessed.
I am not somebody to sit there and listen to this, but I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But then again, I thoroughly enjoyed the symphonies when you dragged me there.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about flags.
And the Flag Center.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Oh my God, did you know I'm going to open my, you have to laugh because I'm doing, the show, the music for Wicked, with the band for the, Reading Rancheria Community Fund. And, you know.
That's on March
6th. March 6th. And so there's, you know, the Glenda, and then I didn't want to be the witch, so there's all the, so there's this really, you know, how do you work with Karen and get some really weird costumes? She can figure it out. So it's going to be green feathers and all this stuff. I thought, what a perfect song to open with. I'm coming out, Diana Ross. It's so perfect. I love that. So did you know that, Alex?
I knew you were working on it for something.
Oh, my God. That's so cool. Yeah. Thank you. Hey, 7:36 in the morning, and if you're just tuning in, this is KCNR, Carl and Linda Bott here with Free Fire Radio. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Always turn over to 96 if you can't, 5 PM, or 96.5, if you're just an AM addict, because, sometimes we can get on, especially on rainy days, there's something that happens maybe with the water and the AM. I can never figure that out. And of course, streaming on KCNRradio.com. Today will be about 59 degrees. That's our highs today, 30% chance of rain, and overnight lows, it looks like it's just 100% chance of rain, so just consider your umbrella and hoods with overnight lows of 49 and rain. All right, Carl, we have a special guest in the house today, and this is really fun.
We're talking the Flag Center.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Roland.
Dillion, yes. Yeah. So
rhymes with million or billion,
yes,
or even almost trillion. So
we are going to be celebrating, guess what, 250 years as a country, and you've got special flags. And you are the owner of the Flag Center on Hilltop Drive.
2124 Hilltop Drive.
Right.
Roland, tell us how, you've been on before, but it's been a few months. So tell our listeners how you got into flags.
Well...
And then I'll tell you how we got into radio.
No.
How'd you get in?
Your moment.
How'd you get in the flag?
It's probably more how flags got into me. I'm an all-American boy from way back, both generations. I'm a qualified member of the Sons of the American Revolution.
Okay.
On both sides of my family. Growing up, Boy Scouts, Eagle Scout, learned a lot of respect for my country, my flags. I went to high school when we had history and civics. And so I was rooted from an early age. Joined the Navy out of high school, spent 7 years in service to the country, which I would do again. My only regret is that I got out. Because it agreed with me. So I'm just, at my core, a red, white, and blue boy. And I put in an entire career in floor covering, which eventually brought me to the North State. And when I retired from that after 50 years, my wife said, you need a hobby. So I was out at the I went out one morning early in February, about like this morning. My granddaughter, whom we were raising, comes running in the house, waking me up, shaking me out of bed. "Popsy, Popsy, the flags are on the ground. The flags are on the ground." The rope, the halyard line on my pole had broken. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, I know how to fix that. There is a flag center here in town. I'll just go get some more halyards." So we drove down to the flag center, which, by the way, has been in that location since 1980.
Mm.
And I rolled up to the front door, and there's a sign on the door that says "Business for Sale." It just...
I remember that. I remember I seen that sign because I would... What year was this?
This was right after COVID.
Yeah, 20, right. Okay.
20, something like, yeah.
21. When I saw the sign, it was almost a done deal before I even went in the building to inquire. It just leapt
okay.
into my heart. And that was February the 25th. I know because I have the receipt for my halyard line that I bought that day. And April 1st, the same year, we took the helm and owned the Flag Center and have ever since. So we're about 5 years in, and it's the ride of our life. We appreciate it. And I love greatly being in a position where my primary product is the emblem and the ensign of the United States of America. And there's just nothing greater. Well, there is something greater. I'm a believer also. But in terms of my citizenship, couldn't be better.
Well, then you must have enjoyed. I mean, like, you can really, I guess the flag etiquette can maybe cringe a little bit with, you know, what's happening with the flag, with the Olympics, but not really, because it still is.
You mean like they're wearing the flag?
Wrapping the flag.
Well,
and accidentally.
I think,
but I mean, it's yeah. beautiful in the fact that it represents the country and the pride when they skate around and they've got this flag. And
absolutely.
It's beautiful. And so you're here today. I know, time flies by, and I will say, that we have a personal testimony in the fact that Mike Hoover and Ted Leidy for Carl's It would have been Christmas, but it was an all-around, like, a brotherhood moment where they went together and got Carl a very, and we have a couple friends that are doing that currently, got the large flagpole, and we have that. And so when we come up south, we're downtown, when we come up the end of south, the back of south, we can see that flagpole from the back of, you know, coming in to go around our house with the flags flying there, and it's fantastic. I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but I have noticed when the trees
people say, "Which house do you live in?" I said, "Find the flagpole."
Yeah, yeah,
there you go.
The flagpole.
if you missed that,
we have the Marine Corps flag and the American flag, and that was through your store, and they came in. Mike Hoover, you know, poured cement and did this where it was planted
he,
in the
he
ground.
Said that
yes,
today.
They did. And you guys toasted with a you know Jack Daniels, but that was all through you guys. That was all through the Flag Center that you all have this. And we have some, like I said, a couple friends that are actually, one is building a house and one has a house, and they're doing the big flag pull out in front. So we're really glad, and I know that we'll talk about that at the break. But America 250, there's a special flag that has come out.
Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. This is, for most people, a once-in-a-lifetime experience. The 250th birthday of the United States, 1776 till 2026. It took me a whole day to learn how to say the official word for that, and it's semi-quintcentennial.
Okay. Semi-quintcentennial.
Quint is 500.
Okay.
Semi is half of that.
Okay, semi-quint.
Semi-quintcentennial. America's 250, and it's a big deal. Most people have already probably seen this. You've seen it in the news. You've seen it on social media. It's being talked about from the White House to the Little House on the Prairie and every place in between. The celebrations are going to be off the hook everywhere. I can't wait to see what McConnell Foundation does locally with mm-hmm. the 4th of July celebration. But the America 250 flag, Annan Flag Makers, who is our primary supplier of flags, they are the General Motors, if you will, of flags in the United States. There are several other manufacturers, but Annan is the granddaddy and the big one. They go back to pre-Civil War days. Annan has the official 250 flag, and they have the exclusive rights for that flag. Now, I have seen dozens of knockoffs, all kinds of flags that say 250, America's mm-hmm. great, mm-hmm. We the People, 250, and all kinds of variations. But this one is the official, and you can see it has right there on it a little TM trademark.
Okay.
And the other official one is the Betsy Ross with the 250 in the circle.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Because now you're still in having the stripes.
And you have those. And we're going to give away a couple of these.
We're going to take a
this
break?
This week. But we're going to take a break first. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, the only place that Linda shops for jewelry, and me. They have a great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. When I say full service, they've got the only watch repairmen, jewelry designers, stone cutters. They have it all at Four Winds Jewelry. Been in the business over 30 years, and they are locally owned and locally operated and have been for the whole 30 years plus. What can I say except they've been voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row. Why don't you go down to the store at 2225 Hilltop Drive and find out why. Great people down there. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with the Flag Center.
We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore.
Your next outdoor adventure starts this weekend at the Crown Motors Boats Sport and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands in prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids' activities, guides, lodges, and demos, all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boats Sport and RV Show this weekend. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Reading and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. At this event, Saturday, February 28th, at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Heart disease is the number one cause of death for women, claiming more lives than all cancers combined. This February, during Heart Month, Shasta Regional Medical Center encourages you to listen to your heart. Heart attack symptoms in women aren't always dramatic. They can be subtle: shortness of breath, nausea, unusual fatigue, or pain in the jaw or back. If something feels off, don't wait. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only accredited chest pain center in our community, we're here for you and your heart. Your health matters, your heart matters. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Everywhere around the world, they're coming to America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they're coming to America. Got a dream to take them there. They're coming to America.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Love that. You know, I haven't heard that song in a while. I love that song. How appropriate today.
Wow.
It just popped in my head, so.
Gosh, well, I tell you what, how appropriate after the Olympics and, the hockey teams and all of
they should be playing
wonderful,
at the rodeo.
Wonderful competitors out there. And then, of course, having the Flag Center here today. And, we're here with Roland,
Dillion.
Dillion. And he and his wife. Mm-hmm. Own the Flag Center, and
her name is
Janie.
Hi, Janie. I knew you were listening.
Miss Quilter.
Okay, we are going to give away
Precious
right now a 3x5 flag of the Betsy Ross, and it's
you guys.
It's got the stripes. It's got the blue herald where it belongs. But
field.
Field. But it has 250 with stars around it. It's a beautiful flag. We'll give this away today to the first caller here at KCNR.
Oh, well, look at that. They're standing by 530-605-4567.
The number is 605.
And these are wonderful flags, by the way. I love the design of this. And also in your store, it looks like you've got the blue background with America 250, which is their trademark. It's their design, Annan.
Yep.
And then,
yes.
Okay. And then we have a white one with the 250 as well, which is a nylon, or no, excuse me.
The white one is a lightweight fabric,
okay,
that won't do well outdoors.
Okay.
It'll do great in your garage.
Okay.
In your radio studio.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking this one we may just hold for the studio and put it up here. We've got a big flag with Second Amendment. We could put that flag in here in a 250.
Yeah.
So
we've got callers.
I know people are still calling.
By. Yeah.
So we've just given away this flag now. You can get these flags down at the Flag Center. And you know what? I'm going to go down and buy one from Roland and put it up maybe right away.
Right.
Why
we've
not?
Got a beautiful flagpole. And we've got an event at our house this weekend. I think it's time to fly this flag.
Well, 250 is all year.
Yep.
That's right.
250 is all. Thank you. So, okay, we want to have everybody listening right now is the patriotism behind, you and the Flag Center, that you can get a flag and a flagpole and everything you need for a flag right here in Reading on Hilltop Drive. So, I think, Carl, that we should, I know we've got, it's 7:53 and we've got 5 minutes left. I think we should be taking names of callers right now. Did you hear that? Okay, Alex is going to
for what?
For people, and we're going to pick a name out, and we'll give one more flag away.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just, yeah, Thanks for, yeah.
So if you're calling in, come in on at 605-4567. And we've already given a flag away, but call in again. Let us get your name and phone number, and we're going to draw for another one here.
Okay.
We're going to go down and get from rolling. There you go. And, okay. Now, we've also got, what else do you have there?
I've got the small version of the blue 250 flag.
Okay.
It's great. It would be great.
It's an outdoor one.
It's an outdoor flag. Would be great for your boat. We have any Shasta Lake
boaters
who fly flags. This one is a garden flag.
Okay.
I picked the wrong box. I also have the regular 12 by 18s. But this is a garden flag. If you have a little garden flag stand at your front door with a horizontal mount, this is the ticket.
Okay. So is that what we're going to give away today with the callers?
No. We're going to give away this one.
Okay, sorry.
The 3x5, 250th Betsy Ross printed flag with the 250 in on the blue field with stars around it.
And the calls
we've given that one away.
Right.
And if you continue to call us and get your name in for a drawing, we're going to draw one next week.
At the end of the show, we'll give.
Maybe at the end of this week, we'll do that. Friday.
Okay.
It's Monday.
Yeah. Okay.
What? You mean, at the end of the show?
Yeah, I was thinking about doing it at the end of the show. So Alex is standing by and he could take your calls. And it's fresh. It's right now.
All right. So we'll do that today. But there's got to be more than one caller, though.
Yeah, we got to.
And you can
call back.
If you want this flag, just give us a call, 530-605-4567.
Yeah.
We'll get your name. We'll draw at the end of this, at the end of the 8 o'clock hour. And we'll go down and get your flag. There you go. Okay, what else do we need to know?
On the back of my brochure, there's a QR code.
Okay.
And that will take you to the White House official celebration of America's 250 birthday website. They have established a website for all things 250 at the White House.
Okay.
Not surprising. So there is a QR code there, and I should have that on the tip of my tongue, but I don't. We can probably get it pretty quick here.
But they have a 250th now.
Yeah, huge. And by the way, can we just say that the rodeo this year, on the last night of rodeo, they're calling it Celebrating America's 250th. Because they've always called it Veterans Night, but that's what this Saturday
it's
night
gonna
was.
It's going to be a combination of celebrating America's 250th birthday, but also honoring veterans.
Right.
So.
Wonderful.
Yep, that'll be. Okay, Roland, how do people get a hold of you?
We are open at the Flag Center 9 until 5, Tuesday through Friday. We take Mondays off so I can do radio interviews. also open on Saturdays 10 to 3, or you can find us online at theflagcenter.com.
Well, we really appreciate you coming in today, and we love this whole brochure. We'll keep that at the studio with the prices of the flags. And you know, by the way, the large, just so we kind of know, like when we're giving stuff away, the value of it. The Betsy Ross 250 large flag what would that run?
Real close to $50.
Okay, excellent.
45 plus tax.
Okay. 45 in tax. There you go.
So you have all different kinds of sizes, you know, 5x8s, 4x6s, and the different designs. America 250. With the white background and the print on the front, and blue with the America 250, and they're beautiful flags. I love how you've got the garden, and you have small flags, and right now we've got these little ones in the studio. Those are cute for desks.
Yes.
Those are great.
Super.
About $10 can get you that set for your desk. A little American flag, a little America 250 flag, and a nice little plastic stand to display them with.
And you'll see them, see photos of them here in our studio and in the office. But I just and think about this, my friends. You want a flagpole? We got a flagpole from, well, it was a gift from Mike Huber and Ted Leidy to me, what, 4 or 5 years ago. And it's easy to set up. You put it in the ground, and then you put the flagpole into a sleeve there. And it's been flying for ever since then. In heavy weather and all that, changed flags out a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
Even though the flags I get from you last and they don't fade. But, you know, it's a couple of years go by. I try to replace them. But take a look at the flagpoles that Roland has too. They're great. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Absolutely.
We'll see you before 4th of July. Hey, when we come back from the news, we've got Dave Gowan from the Red Bluff Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, fine.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Medical Center. Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. From the mid-Atlantic into the northeast, a powerful blizzard continues to generate high winds and a lot of snow. The National Weather Service says that many places could see up to 2 feet of snow.
It's been a while since we've had a major nor'easter and major blizzard of this magnitude across the northeast. You got to go about a decade.
Cody Snell at the National Weather Service. New York City is among localities banning all unnecessary travel on the streets. New Yorker Vince Lisi believes in an early attack shoveling strategy.
I've been out here for a good half hour. Basically, not so much to clean it, but just to get the bulk out through that last night. I think it pays off. That's my technique. And I know I'll be out here again, but got a not wide enough path for people to walk their dogs and to walk to wherever they're going today.
There have been thousands of flight cancellations. Could be midweek before air travel gets back to normal. The European Commission is demanding that the United States stick to the terms of an EU-US trade deal hammered out last year.
After the U.S. Supreme Court struck down President Trump's global tariffs, he responded with new levies across the board. He announced tariffs of 10%, then hiked them to 15%. But the European Commission said Washington must provide full clarity on the steps that it intends to take following the court ruling. The strongly worded statement said, a deal is a deal.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The Mexican Security Secretary says 25 members of the country's National Guard were killed in Jalisco in 6 separate attacks. It followed the Mexican military's killing of a high-profile drug lord. On Wall Street, the Dow is down close to 700 points, so the Nasdaq is off 268. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you noticed losing weight is harder than it used to be? You're eating better and exercising, but the scale barely moves? The real problem isn't willpower, it's metabolic dysfunction. And standard dieting just makes it worse. PhD Weight Loss has helped thousands fix the root cause of stubborn weight. Take their free metabolic assessment at fixmyweightloss.com. Fixmyweightloss.com. It's quick, personalized, and shows why your body is resisting weight loss so you know exactly what to fix. Visit fixmyweightloss.com. That's fixmyweightloss.com.
From Lionsgate and Kingdom Story Company.
I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me, one of the most beloved songs of all time.
I mean, what do you think was going to happen? You're just going to ride off into the sunset? No more struggles or pain?
Comes the highly anticipated I Can Only Imagine 2.
God is in fire,
and it is beautiful.
Imagine what God can do again. I Can Only Imagine 2. Now playing.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Russia's war in Ukraine is about to enter its 5th year. Ukraine's president is talking about the Russian invasion, which launched Europe's biggest conflict since World War II.
In the presidential offices in Kiev, Volodymyr Zelensky was upbeat. Ukraine, he told me, would definitely not lose the war. It was fighting for its independence, and 4 years on from the full-scale Russian invasion was still independent. I asked President Zelensky about Vladimir Putin's periodic nuclear saber rattling. He said that the Russian president had already started a third world war and Ukraine was keeping it contained.
That's the BBC's Jeremy Bowen. China's urging the United States to stop imposing what it says are one-sided tariffs.
South Korea's trade minister says the Supreme Court's ruling on President Trump's tariffs has increased uncertainty for businesses. News and analysis at townhall.com. It appears that California's state government did indeed pay protesters over $100 million.
An independent report alleges that the state funneled $115 million in taxpayer funds to the Coalition for Humane Immigration Rights and other groups engaged in organizing protests and advancing left-wing causes. The funding reportedly supported voter outreach, policy advocacy, and programs aimed at immigration rights and activism.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says the coalition engaged in efforts during the 2020 election and claimed credit for securing $175 million in COVID relief funds for illegal immigrants. Rob Reiner's son Nick is set to enter a plea in the killings of his parents after weeks of legal drama and delays. Prosecutors bring him back to a downtown L.A. courtroom today. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Monday, the 23rd of Feb, 8:05 in the morning. And the news at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here, and it's the
National Dog Biscuit Day.
Biscuit Day. Buford's happy with that. And Linda's here with the weather.
I wonder, before I go there, I just want to know, let's do a little research about the National Day.
Oh, I've done it before.
Oh, who does it?
Well, it's either Congress or the President or businesses, so those aren't official national days. They're more of a marketing thing.
We can make it National Free Fire Radio
Day. How about
Day?
Talk
How
radio? Yeah.
How do we do that?
You apply to this website, and they clear it for you. I'm sure there's a fee involved.
Well, how cool is that?
Of course there is.
How about Buford T. Bot Day? You know? Okay, looks like it's going to be about 59, cloudy, then chance of rain today. Overnight lows, it just calls for 100% chance of rain. So wet day, 49, rain. Tomorrow calls for about 57, a rainy day again, 100% chance of rain, which means, like, there's no chance. And then Tuesday is 50, rain, then likely. Okay, as the week progresses, Thursday is going to be sunny. Wednesday is when it breaks up. Thursday, sunny with a high of 68, overnight lows of 47. And then Friday calls for mostly sunny, then chance of rain through the night. So we've got a break on Thursday, but most of the time it's umbrellas and slickers. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson. 365-3793 for all of your gas and propane needs. A veteran-owned business where Shasta Gas Propane always gives seniors and veterans discounts. 365-3793.
Okay. With us today is Dave Gowan, who's the CEO of the Red Bluff Chamber of Commerce. We've never had you on, have we?
I think maybe I said hello years ago, one day when I popped in.
Well, it could have been when, I don't know, maybe you came with JB one time. I'm not sure.
That could have been. It would have been some
anyway,
time
ago. Dave, let's talk about you first.
All right.
All right, Dave, yeah.
Everybody likes to talk about
Who
themselves.
Who is Dave?
Dave, let us know. Are you from around here? Are you a local boy?
No, actually, so I've been working at the Red Bluff Tama County Chamber for 16 years.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a long time.
Yeah. I moved down from Washington State, the Spokane area, eastern Washington. Down here, I have one wife, six kids.
One wife, thank you.
14 grandkids, some chickens, and a turkey.
I like it.
Yeah,
turkey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tom, turkey Tom.
Oh, I have one wife. How many kids?
Six.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
so
great.
It's a blessing.
So I'm familiar with Spokane Pullman area.
Oh, great. Yeah. I love Eastern Washington.
I went to school at Ellensburg.
Oh, okay.
Central. And we used to make the run over to Pullman
so we could cross the border and buy Coors beer. I'm dating myself here because you couldn't buy Coors beer in Washington State.
No way.
And because you couldn't, everybody wanted it. So we would take turns during the year. I'd get in my Volkswagen Bug Beetle and just hot-foot it over there and hang out with people that I knew at Washington State. And then we'd make the run.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
I wasn't old enough to buy it. So I'd
yeah, it was a lower age limit in Idaho. I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, that's right. It was. Okay, so you moved down here.
Yeah.
Did you come down here to take the, have you always worked like in Chamber of Commerce or
no,
local
I
government?
Didn't. Great question. Back in, my younger days up in Washington State, I worked in county government for 22 years. I was a juvenile probation officer and then I was the, administrator for, probation, detention, juvenile justice, for a number of years. And, really, had worked that job so long, loved it. Continued to, and I had volunteered for a local chamber of commerce for a number of years there. And then when a job opened up down here and I had some of our older kids in school down here, we kind of felt like our future was in Northern California. Mm. And so, applied for the job, got it in 2010 and moved the rest of the family down and been here, ever since and really enjoying Northern California big time.
Well, Dave,
big time. I like that.
What does the CEO of a chamber of commerce do?
That's a great question.
I don't know if I've ever asked Todd that. And, you know, we've had our Reading Chamber of Commerce on once a month for years.
Oh, okay. Nice.
But I don't think I've ever asked him, really, what do you do?
So we just kind of oversee it and involved at the top levels, working with our board of directors, working with city, county, local businesses. And just kind of oversee the things that are going on. We are heavily involved in local business, promoting local business. We do ribbon cuttings for new businesses and we do that. And we have a website that's very active and it helps promote our local businesses for, product to buy, services, purchase, and also a number of nonprofits. And so we're very, focused on our local business, our local economy throughout Red Bluff and Tehama County.
Okay. Cause we haven't talked about this with, you know, we were really involved with, Red Bluff Roundup, of course.
Sure. Yeah.
And, in the fact of, you know, having people on and contestants and all, but we really haven't gotten into things like you're talking about.
Okay.
Does the Chamber of Commerce look at attracting businesses into Red Bluff?
Yes, we do. We do both. So we promote and strengthen local business, and then we also promote our area to outside businesses, whether they're, you know, just somewhere else in the North State or they're looking to move up from down south somewhere. Or they're coming from another state, and so we're actively involved in that. So we do business, we do tourism, and we do economic development. We partner now with the county, has asked us to step up and help with economic development for the county. And so we have a separate website now, TehamaCounty.biz, where we have everything you need to know about Red Bluff and Tehama County for local businesses to strengthen them, and then also as a promotion for other business to check out Red Bluff and Tehama County.
I don't know if you ever saw it, but on YouTube, there's a guy that goes around and visits different towns.
I saw that a few months ago.
And he said
he just kind of stumbled into Red Bluff.
He called it like the redneck something. But it was such a nice, positive piece on Red Bluff.
It really was.
He had his drone flying over the main street with the river in the background.
Oh.
He talked about rodeo. He talked about the people being just genuinely friendly and supporting. I was expecting a hit job, but it turns out he's out. They even spent another day there.
I know.
And talked about how cool Red Bluff was.
Right.
And he talked about the average cost of housing.
Yes.
The average salary. I mean, in between he was watching, there was I guess it was
Monster Trucks.
Oh, Monster Trucks was going on.
Okay.
And he says, And he talked to the guys. Well, this is really American, and this is a family sport.
Yes.
There's no violence and everything, and
right.
Get the kids into it. At the same time, there was a barrel racing going on.
Oh, right.
And he talked to the first woman he talked to, and he says, "Wow." And she said, "Oh, this is a great event." And he goes, "Well, how do you like it up here?" And she goes, "Well, I live down in the Bay Area. I come up for this."
Yes.
But
all right.
So you've seen that.
We get a lot of folks that come up. And then you know what? I still see now folks that come up to be involved in an event, maybe barrel racing, maybe rodeo, you know, some other reason to be up in our area. And then they kind of get hooked on it. And they come up more and more, and some of them move. We just had a video produced for Red Bluff Tama County. As a promotional piece. And we have a local guy. His name is Ray Funtanella, and he runs Funta Media. He's a member of our chamber. And but his story is he lived in the Bay Area with a wife and a couple little kids, and he's like, "I'm done with the craziness. I'm moving." So they moved up to Red Bluff. And he's still doing his business there. He has some that's still in Bay Area, but he's doing branching out throughout Northern California. And he does an amazing job. And he's done now a couple of promotional videos for us. And, last year and this year at a national, chamber conference, we won an award of promotion of our area through those videos.
Wow.
But the story was him, you know, without him, you know, filming his family. But the story was him. Get me out of the rat rates. Get me out of the high costs. Get me out of the long commutes. Get me out of the violence of the inner city, big city, urban areas. And that's what they did. And so we've captured it a couple of times now on film. And we just a few weeks ago just won a national award for small chambers promoting our business. Todd and his crew here in Redding, they won one, believe it or not. There's about 36 states involved in this Chamber Association. And Redding won one for large chambers.
Well, and it's funny, large chambers, it's 98,000. We have to take a break here.
All right.
But you don't think of Redding as being a large
right.
city.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Because like, maybe it's the size of the chamber.
I think I'm that's sure. part of it, yeah.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff is the windshield whisperer. That's right. He's been doing this close to 30 years. Went through the schools, and then now he is the man you want to take your vehicle to if you've got something wrong with your windshield. Be it a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. You've heard the story on when I had the old Red Rover. He fixed a 8-inch crack on my windshield, like, and it, you know, 17 years later when I sold the truck. Still couldn't see it. That's the kind of work this man does. If you're not sure, how about bringing your vehicle, car, truck, SUV, or how about this RV with the big windshields down to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Brings it into a climate-controlled area. He fixes it. His rates are very reasonable, and he's a good guy. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Dave Gowan from the Red Bluff Chamber of Commerce.
Don't pull your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I'll think that maybe I'll just lay me down.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I went into a church. I stopped along the way.
Jose.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming all over the world at kcnrradio.com. And we hope our good friends down in Puerto Vallarta are listening right now. I am putting together the hostage rescue team. My only thing I'm trying to line up now is the airplane. That we, after we take you out of there, we can get you to the airplane and get you to another airport. Cost will be minimum, of course. yes, we have friends down in Puerto Vallarta. And they're having it's not riots. It has concerns. They just took out one of the major drug lords, the Mexican government did, and his number two guy. And now the streets are awash and people setting things on fire, robbing people and all that. So they're all kind of stuck in their hotels right now and pray for their being okay. I think they should be okay, but the government, I'm sure, will bring in more troops and start clearing their streets because they hit a number of the tourist locations, which, and you know, that was on purpose. Okay, but this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is offering the Fast Track. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use Fast Track to reserve an ER treatment time. That's right, instead of waiting in there and you're not feeling well, it's a flu or whatever it is, it's non-life-threatening. Why not stay at home and then arrive at the ER for your projected treatment time? Now, they're going to ask you questions. It's online. They're going to ask you questions, you know, like chest hurts, shortness of breath, are you bleeding, all these things. And then they'll probably tell you to come in right away. But if not, you just go to the website, click Fast Track. And tab and set up your time at ShastaRegional.com. It's a great thing for their patients and for people that are using the emergency room. And we're here with Dave Gowan, who is the CEO of the Red Bluff Chamber of Commerce. And what a cheerleader you are, buddy.
Thank you.
But that's kind of what your job is.
Yeah, it is. You have an option. You can sit back and watch. You can complain, or you can go for it. And you can encourage people around you, strengthen them, help them out any way possible. My word for this year is hope. It's confident expectation of good to come.
I like
that. I like that.
So anyway, so I'm a hope dealer.
What is the when we talk about when we go through any town that has a charm, we kind of wonder, like, what would you say the industry, like the top three industries of Tehama County and Red Bluff are?
Well, I would say probably not only in Red Bluff, but a lot of smaller cities. It's going to be schools, it's going to be government, and it's going to be hospital, if they have a hospital. And so those are probably our top three. Our largest employer for Tehama County is SPI, Sierra Pacific. They have three plants down there. Great people, great workers, and so we have, you know, other large ones. Bell Carter is a huge employer down there. PJ Helicopters is a large employer. They've really grown considerably. So there's a,
what's PJ Helicopters?
So they do everything from fire suppression to working on the power poles to lifting heavy payloads for, you know, maybe a air conditioning unit for, you know, a large building, something like that. So they do large things, and they're all over the nation now.
Okay, cargo loads and things like that.
Yeah.
Now, do they operate out of there? I mean, they're not building helicopters. They just operate them.
Yeah, okay. from the Red Bluff Airport there.
I met that guy that has the that sweatshirt T-shirt business. Used to be a pilot, not for them, but that kind of thing. And he operated all over the world.
Okay.
Australia, down in South America, and those things. So I imagine with the fire suppression efforts and everything that, what's it called, PK?
PJ Helicopter.
PJ Helicopter is probably into that.
Yeah. Now, does Red Bluff, because I know in Reading we have it here, the first Friday, we call it a first Friday. Do you have something similar to that where one, let's say, from this community could go down there where the businesses are open, it's art crawl, kind of something like that?
Yeah, there's First Friday on Main Street downtown.
Okay.
Enjoy Local does a lot of events, and other businesses along that stretch of Main Street get involved in that, and they have a Last Friday as well. So there's always something going on, and we have a number of events that take place throughout the city, throughout the county, and a lot of it ends up, you know, centering on Main Street, which is iconic. And
you've got a beautiful Main Street.
Yeah.
Great little restaurants, great shopping, and then of course State Theater.
Absolutely. It's wonderful. And the acts that come in there, and it's great because so many locals are able to enjoy it. But you know, we get folks from Reading and Chico and all around that come to the State Theater for some of the things that are going on there.
Merle Haggard is down there.
Yeah.
Right.
One of his last performances and Linda and I were able to go down and see that. That was great.
Wonderful.
Yeah, there was no encore. He finished and he was off.
Nice.
When you get to that point, but his voice was still
some
great.
Classic names in there.
Yeah. Right.
Dave, you've got two livestock events.
Yeah.
Of course. You've got the Red Bluff Roundup. The bull and gelding sale. Now, I've been there a couple of times.
Right.
The amount of money that passes through that bull and gelding sale.
Yeah.
I saw where there was a dog, and they have also working dogs.
Yes.
Some dog, $60,000.
Unbelievable.
Am I correct?
Yes.
Was it something like that?
I believe it was 60. So a large amount of money for some of the best, you know, bulls, geldings, and the stock dogs are amazing, and they'll pay top dollar. I mean, people are coming to Red Bluff the end of January to spend money to get some of the best products, so to speak, that they can get. They're coming from all kinds of states and from
all
Canada.
All over. Well, here's the thing. I was with my buddy, and somebody spent like $50,000 for a gelding, right?
Right.
Now, I appreciate horse flesh, and I appreciate good horses.
And I looked at him and I said, $50,000 for a gelding. I said, I mean, you're not breeding it, obviously. And it's, you know, and he goes, tax write-offs.
Oh, man.
He says, yeah. Some of these people need tax write-offs
right.
because in their businesses, that's a $50,000 write-off right there. And I'm like, oh, I can understand it. But other people buy the horses.
Sure.
I can understand bulls.
Right.
I mean, come on. I mean, you're using them to upgrade your herd genetics.
Yeah.
I can understand dogs. I don't know a $60,000 dog, but I can understand dogs because a dog takes the place of like 2 to 3 cowboys out there.
Absolutely.
You know, in working cattle. But it was just the geldings. But when you're watching them bid for this, it is just awesome.
Yeah. You don't want to scratch your head.
Oh, no. No, no. You don't want to scratch your head or your nose.
Right.
Or anything.
Yeah.
We're here with Dave Gallant, who is CEO of the Red Bluff Chamber of Commerce. We've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, founded in 1960. Been in the same location since 1967. It's across the parking lot from the old Subway or Licky Miller's, if that's what you remember. I found them in 2007 and have never gone to another barbershop. It is a barbershop, my friends. It's not a hair salon. Their idea of hair gel is butch wax for your flat. I was thinking about getting a flat top because I'm going there today. And you can make here's the thing is what I really like. You can make an appointment so it works on your schedule. You can either call them at 530-244-9478 or you can use Booksy and set up your time in the future, and then you get a response. Like when I set up our appointment, I got an email immediately with Logan's photo saying I was going to be there today. And then I got another one this morning reminding me again. And for me, that's wonderful. So it's Cypress Square Barbershop. Thoroughly endorse these guys. And it's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Red Bluff Chamber of Commerce.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the works of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
Your next outdoor adventure starts this weekend at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands in prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids' activities, guides, lodges, and demos, all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Redding and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. At this event, Saturday, February 28th, at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
California, where can you move from
Debbie
California?
Boone?
That is Debbie Boone.
Oh, I was wondering, Debbie Boone, isn't that funny? There okay.
I just saw that. Hey, welcome back to the show here. What about Debbie Boone?
That was Debbie Boone. Sometimes you don't listen to the music.
I do. I was singing. And I'm singing this. She says California, and I was singing, where can we move to?
Like, I know that voice.
Okay.
She was like had one of the biggest hits. Hey, Maxwell Insurance brings us, Maxwell Insurance and Financial brings us this segment. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell and her team, they are amazing. Like right now, you may be going, Medicare, what am I doing with my 401? What am I doing with my insurances? I may want to look into getting new insurances, on all levels, business, personal, life, whatever, helping families and seniors and veterans and business owners since 1993. Located on Hilltop Drive, you can give them a call at 530-221-0441. They're right next to Members First Credit Union.
Okay, we're here with Dave Gowan, who is the CEO of the Red Bluff Chamber of Commerce, and this is your big birthday coming up here, Dave.
Yeah, believe it or not, 150 years ago, Red Bluff was incorporated. So we have, this year is our 150th anniversary. So we have a number of events that are just going to be in conjunction with some other things we're doing during the roundups. Our parade, we're going to celebrate 150 years, 170 years for Tehama County. And then obviously the big birthday for the year is America at 250. And so we're just going to combine those things in there. We're going to celebrate big time. We have our grand marshal this year is Jean Barton. Maybe you know who she is or isn't. She's been a historian in Red Bluff for ages and born and raised there. And she's just the iconic person to have as the grand marshal for our roundup parade.
When is the parade?
The parade is April, and it's the Saturday of Roundup, 3 days of Roundup. Matter of fact, if you need tickets, you better get on it quick, especially Saturday is almost sold out already.
Mm-hmm. For the Roundup.
Yeah,
the it always
yep.
sells out.
So it, but anyway, so it's April 18th is when the parade is, 10 a.m., you know, so we get over 100 entries in the parade, you know, all kinds of horses and kids organizations and bands and you name it. It's wonderful. We get the folks up from Reno Rodeo come every year. We get Pendleton Roundup, you know, come every year. And then everybody in between. And we have three places where we announce. We get about 10,000 people watch the parade. And
so Dave, when you say Pendleton Roundup and Reno comes over, do they have like entries in the parade?
Yeah, they do.
What are their entries?
Well, the Reno Rodeo, they bring up their stagecoach.
Okay.
And they ride it through. And then the Pendleton Roundup folks, they usually have a nice car or a truck, and they have some of their royalty in the back.
But see, that's interesting because have you ever had the opportunity to go to the Pendleton Roundup?
I have, actually. Okay. I grew up in Walla Walla, Washington.
Oh, you're right down the street.
About 40 miles away.
Well, their parade they have on Saturday, and we were getting ready to leave on Saturday, and our friend said, no, you've got to see this parade.
Yes.
Like 150 entries, yeah, and not one vehicle was in it. It was all horses, wagons, stagecoaches. So that kind of surprised me. I thought they'd bring a wagon team down there.
No.
All right. So, and that's going to be during the Red Bluff Roundup,
yeah,
which goes from
the 17th, 18th, 19th. So it's 3 days.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yep. So Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
RedBluffRoundup.com to get your tickets. Don't buy them from any third, party, because you're going to get messed up. So get them straight from the Roundup.
Yeah. What happens there, you go to a third party, and they're going to charge you double, if not triple, the price.
Right.
And you may not get good tickets there. We've had that happen in the Reading Rodeo, where people bought it from a third party, and when they went there, their tickets weren't any good. So, yeah, go straight to the horse's mouth, redbluffroundup.com.
I'm pretty sure it's
.com.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
To jump a little bit more on the Roundup things. So we have what's called Countdown to Roundup, and there's about 30 events that will take place in the Red Bluff area leading up to the 3 days of Roundup. And so there's a trail ride. We have a chili cook-off the weekend before. That's just amazing. Put on by a local Rotary. The chamber, we do all the vendors for that. And there's a huge car show that day. So it's in downtown. It's just a fabulous time. So that's going to be on the 11th. And 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 people show up. Great day, great event. And 2 days before that, we do a cowboy coffee, where we kind of talk about all the events that are going to be taking place, 30-plus over the time. We have the directors from the Roundup. We've got city officials, county officials, everybody involved in talking about what's going on. So that cowboy coffee, it's a free breakfast at Red Bluff Dodge. And the Sunrise Rotary or whoever has it, they have to bring the little roving jail, and you can get locked up in the back of the truck there in the jail, and you have to get bailed out by somebody. It's a little fundraiser.
Your friends.
Exactly. But you know what? All your friends leave. When you get locked up, they all leave, and they just want to see you.
Your friends nominate you.
Exactly.
And then leave you there.
Exactly. So a lot of great things going on. We have a cowboy golf tournament that's already sold out. And then the biggest party of the year happens on the 17th, Thursday night at Reynolds Ranch. It's the Cowboy Mixer. 1,000 people into that back warehouse area, and it's just a fantastic
In that warehouse
thing.
Area, you get that many people
that
in there?
That many people. It kind of spills over
to
outside
a
little bit.
I was going to say it's probably on the street, too.
Yeah. It's
good size.
Yeah, but anyway, so it's a fantastic time. So for all our events and everything that's going on, redbluffchamber.com is your place to go. You can see videos that promote. You can visit our 500-plus members, find out where to buy product and services, and you can find out about all the events that are taking place in Red Bluff and Tehama County, because we service the whole county, not just only Red Bluff.
You've got 500 members?
Yeah.
That surprises me.
I know.
About being that many businesses in Red Bluff or in the surrounding area.
But in Tehama as well, right?
Right.
It says Red Bluff Chamber and Tehama County, which is large.
Yeah.
That's true.
It is. Yeah. So when I showed up, we had just over 300 members. But there's been a real surge in growth, and there's been a lot of momentum and hope being birthed, and people are excited. They come to our networking meetings. We have one this Thursday morning at Columbia Bank, 333 Main Street. And there'll be 60, 70, 80 people that will show up. You show up, you could be dragging when you get in there, but when you leave, you're like, man, this is great. I'm built up. I've learned a lot about great community gyms, valuable people, great things going on in our community.
Well, that's the whole idea.
Yeah.
Behind the Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely.
You all are the cheerleaders for the, for the, not just the citizens in the area, but
yeah,
the businesses. And you've got at least two major events, the Roundup and the Bull and Gelding Sale.
Absolutely.
Which doesn't hurt the coffers.
No. Of
Red Bluff's, of Red Bluff.
Yeah. No. Millions of dollars come in during those events. And, and it's wonderful. And so as a chamber, we put on just over 100 events in a year. And offline, you know, was talking about, we love to be involved in quality of life events for our community, for people that come, our visitors, but for families, like the Roundup Parade, you know, the little kids just love it and it's great. We put on the Christmas Parade. We have a farmer's market every Saturday from 9 until noon at the River Park, 100 Main Street. And there's great vendors there every Saturday, come rain or shine or worse, and they're there. But then in the summer, for 3 months on Washington and Pine Street downtown.
That would be fun.
It's great.
When you're thinking about, okay, I'm going to do something different.
And yeah.
It's not I mean, how long is the drive? Well, finish about the
minutes.
Downtown.
Yeah. So, anyway, so we shut down the streets. We get 40, 50 vendors that show up, farmers, vendors, food trucks, live, music, kids activities, food trucks. It's just a slice of Americana every Wednesday night from 5 until 8 o'clock, and families come and they enjoy and they listen to the music and they run on the grass and they just have a great time.
Mm.
It can be hot, but you know what? There's plenty of shade and we always got snow cones and ice cream and things going on there as well. And so it's just a real wonderful blessing for our community, events like that.
Wow.
That sounds great. Well, let's take a break.
Take your last break.
And thank you for being with us. We're going to continue more. And we are going to be taking some more calls, 605-4567, for that flag, that 250, Betsy Ross.
250th.
Celebration.
It is.
Of the American flag of America. And we're going to be sending you over to the flag store for whoever wins
that. The flag center.
Yep, that's right, 605-4567. Alex is standing by to take your names. We'll be right back. I got you.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peace. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? call or text 530-227-3984.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and the Bot, streaming live at kcnrradio.com, and you can get to our website that way. Our guest today is Dave Gowan, who is the CEO of the Red Bluff Chamber of Commerce, and they've got all these great events coming, and to help you figure out everything that's going on, you have a bunch of freebies that you hand out to people.
Yeah, we give out all kinds of things. We have a directory of for members, for our businesses and visitors guide. And so they're in our hotels, they're in visitor centers, county buildings, city buildings, things of that sort. And but we also have that digital on our website. Everything we have digital, it's redbluffchamber.com. And it just kind of gives people a better glimpse of what's going on in Red Bluff Tama County, where to go, where to shop, what to do. And so that's our directory. And then we have this is our second year of doing it. It's called Welcome Home. And it's like an old welcome wagon.
Okay.
Where people would get a basket. Well, we don't have a basket, but we do have it's a smaller publication, but it just greets people that are new residents within the county, within the city, or they've moved maybe from an apartment to a house or to a condo, something of that sort. And they automatically have this mailed to them, without any request. And it just tells them, where to hook up your utilities, your TV, your internet, who's your local fire, police, city hall, county administrator, you know, everything you would need as a resident, that automatically goes to them. And we're real involved in tourism in Northern California, and I'm on the board for Northern California Tourism, and we promote our area with Mount Lassen and the national park there. Just down the road, honestly, from Red Bluff, 40 minutes later, you're there.
Right.
At the Southern Visitor Center. And so we always are pointing people up there and to the river and to the great communities that we have, and so many events that we're putting on.
So, as you're talking about our beautiful North State here, I was thinking for Reading, a lot of our rents here are just becoming outrageous for families that maybe can't buy a house or their rents. So how are you in Red Bluff and Tehama County, and what would be your average median size, you know, price of home?
Yeah, okay. Well, I know that we have folks that live in Red Bluff that hit their price point better than living in Redding or Chico. I'm not a real estate agent. I don't really want to guess on that, but if you go to TehamaCounty.biz, our economic development, it gives median prices for homes, for rent, for any kind of demographic you need for Red Bluff, Tama County. It is all packed in there. How to get to business licenses and permits and things of that sort are all on TehamaCounty.biz. So I don't want to give out a price,
okay,
even though I know that it is more affordable there than in our surrounding areas.
If you look on like Zillow or something like that, and they are your properties are less expensive.
Correct.
But you know, when you look at the state of California, the North State is a lot cheaper.
Absolutely.
Than anything in the Bay Area on down.
We see it all the time.
All the time. And I'm sure you have the same thing that people come up and they see they come up for the roundup, or they come up for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And they want to get out of, the rat race there.
Absolutely.
and come up here. So
yeah,
we're seeing that as they're selling a two-bedroom house for an ungodly amount of money and coming up here and just buying things.
Right.
Hey, we are going to draw. We, being Dave, is going to draw. We got some names in the hat here.
Yeah. All right.
For our
and they're kind of stuck
flag
together.
And what we're going to do is
that's an
awesome send you to
flag.
The flag center and pick out what flag you want, because Roland said, come on in and you can either get the blue backed with the America 250, the Betsy Ross, or whatever you want. So
okay, so who won?
Bonnie won.
Bonnie,
okay. You just won the flag. So what we're going to do is call you after the show. I'm sure you're still listening, and we're going to tell you just go on down to the flag center.
Congrats!
Yeah,
congratulations.
Absolutely. They're super cool.
Yeah.
So
it's a good time of the year to start getting those flags now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to mention too that we do a lot of leadership training, and all we're doing is we're growing our local businesses, our local leaders to have a perspective that's a little bit higher and filled with hope, filled with enthusiasm, filled with knowledge on how to grow your business, how to grow your organization. And so since we've been doing economic development for the last few years, we've started a leadership summit, a business leadership summit, and we have that on March 19th at Rolling Hills Casino in their event center. And we have 150-plus folks. It's turned into a regional. We get folks from Redding, Chico, Sacramento, and all throughout Red Bluff and Tehama County. And we have fantastic – it's called Elevate and Inspire Business Summit, because we just want people to show up, get some information, and go out and hope for the best. We want to see them empowered, equipped, and inspired to go for it in their sphere of influence, whether it's themselves, their families, their organizations, their businesses, to see them grow. And so it's on our website, redbluffchamber.com, but we'd love for you to come to our business summit. We have a franchisee from here in Redding, Chick-fil-A. Ahab Lindy is speaking for his second year at this thing, very inspiring. We have Vistage Leadership Group, which is based out of Redding, and it goes throughout the North State. It's a powerful thing. Martin Flack runs that.
Yeah.
And, we also have some other speakers. It's a morning thing. You get breakfast, ends at noon, and you leave encouraged and equipped. Business Summit. Elevate and Inspire.
Wow. You know what? I don't know if an hour is enough time for you, Dave. I may have to have you come back on again. Because I tell you what, if Red Bluff thrives, Redding thrives.
Absolutely.
Anderson thrives. City of Shasta Lake, you know, those are the four big ones.
Yes.
And, in our area here. And we're a outdoor centric, group.
Love it.
And with some of the best, you know, visiting areas, the most scenery. We have, you know, like Shasta, Whiskey Town. We've got the Red Bluff Roundup. We've got the Bull and Gelding Sale, which,
Lassen
first few
Park.
Years, Lassen Park, which is a hidden gem.
It's
one of the least visited parks in the United States.
Here's a fun fact. You know that there are four types of volcanoes in the world. All four volcanoes you can find at Lassen Park.
That's right. And you can find the bubbling mud.
Yes.
And you can go out there and you see all the steam coming out.
Yeah.
So then you have to ask yourself, we had one of these, what was it, 1912? Something
14.
Like that, 1914, and actually had videos of it happening, which is why all of us have volcanic rock in our yards and in our pastures and everything. Dave Gowan, Thank you so much for making the trip up here.
Carl, Linda, I appreciate you,
you
having me.
So great
this
to have
been,
you.
This has blessing been wonderful. To visit with you, and hi to all your folks. If you have any questions about Red Bluff, Tama County, our chamber is here to serve you, to help your business, to help your family out. RedBluffChamber.com.
Cool. Great. And how do they get, okay, just go to RedBluffChamber.com.
Yeah, or you can give us a call, 530-527-6220. I have an amazing team. Teamwork makes the dream work, and they're there to help serve as well, have an amazing board.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Absolutely.
I love all these cats. Hey, wonderful phrases this morning. Thank you.
Hey, Bonnie, congratulations on winning the flag. We're going to give you a call right after the show and talk about that. And give Roland the heads up that you're coming down to get that flag. So everybody, have a good day. It's going to be rainy. We're going to be having rain, but the temperatures are not going to be that bad at night. So you don't have to go out and blanket the horse, which I was running around at all times last week trying to do. So have a great day, and we'll be back tomorrow. And God bless America.
Thanks, guys.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.